With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran appears to be rejecting a three-nation ceasefire proposal to end the war with the United States.
Spokespeople for Iran have rejected a three-nation ceasefire proposal, saying Tehran instead wants a permanent end to the war, as President Donald Trump's ultimatum looms within hours. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency says Tehran had conveyed its response through Pakistan, a key mediator. "We won't merely accept a ceasefire," Mojtaba Ferdousi-Pour, head of the Iranian diplomatic mission in Cairo, tells the AP. "We only accept an end of the war with guarantees that we won't be attacked again." Trump wants Tehran to open the Strait of Hormuz or see its power plants and bridges attacked. Ferdousi-Pour says Iranian and Omani officials are working on a mechanism for administering the shipping choke point. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It is official. Artemis II has broken Apollo 13's distance record. The three Americans and one Canadian today journeyed farther from Earth than any other humans ever have. The previous title was held by the Apollo 13 crew, who logged a maximum distance of 248,655 miles from Earth back in 1970. A tanker explosion in Texas.
A tanker truck in Fort Worth hauling gasoline erupted into a fiery blaze on Sunday morning after colliding with another vehicle and knocking over power lines. Fort Worth Fire Department spokesperson Craig Chojasek says the driver was sent to the hospital in critical condition with burn injuries after the power line sparked a fire as he attempted to prevent the gasoline from spreading. The truck was carrying 9,000 gallons of gas. Fire crews worked for hours to contain the blaze. Trochisak says the truck driver was the only person injured.
That is Haya Punjabi reporting, and this is SRN News. People around the world being asked their opinions about homosexuality. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Britons are worried about the decline of Christianity. A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith will have a negative impact on future generations. Only about 20% of respondents say they think the decline will be good for the country. The survey also reveals 3 out of 5 think Christianity has something to offer. This is SRN News. Workers at one of the country's largest meatpacking plants have a beef with their employer.
The walkout by thousands of workers at the Swift Beef Company plant in Greeley, Colorado, began on March 16th in coordination with the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 Union. A representative says the company is preparing to ramp up the Greeley plant without reaching a new labor agreement. It was the first major strike at a U.S. slaughterhouse since 1985, and comes as surging beef prices add to economic anxiety in the U.S. Rich Thomason reporting.
Samsung is saying goodbye to its namesake texting app. All Samsung Galaxy phones run on Google's Android operating system, and users of older Android operating systems dating back to Android 11 or older will not be impacted by the switch. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 101 points. More at SRNNews.com.